Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, September 10th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Of course, the big news item today is Microsoft's patch Tuesday, and as expected, we received four bulletins, one of which was rated critical. So let's start with MS-14052, the normal cumulative security update for Internet Explorer. Microsoft is following a recent trend here of patching a large number of vulnerabilities. In this case, a total of 37 vulnerabilities were patched. One of these vulnerabilities was publicly known before the release of this bulletin. However, that vulnerability is just an information disclosure vulnerability, which can be used to, for example, identify antivirus tools that may be installed on the system. Apparently, this vulnerability has already been exploited in the wild, but overall, of course, you would need an additional vulnerability to actually then get the code onto the system. So this is more used to make it easier than, for example, to bypass antivirus. In addition to these vulnerabilities, Microsoft also improved its cross-site scripting protection in Internet Explorer, which is the more simplistic type that just checks specific signatures. Next, we got MS-14053. This fixes a denial of service vulnerability in the .NET framework. As Microsoft points out in the bulletin, by default, ASP.NET is not installed, and you're only vulnerable if you actually installed ASP.NET and enabled it by registering it with IIS. But then again, it's just a denial of service vulnerability, so this is why this particular bulletin is only rated important. Of course, Microsoft doesn't publish a ton of detail here what's the nature of the denial of service. However, the workaround for this vulnerability is to enable the use randomized string hash algorithm, which tends to lead me to believe that the vulnerability here is a problem with the hashing algorithms being used to store larger requests. We had similar collisions happening, for example, in PHP and such, which essentially just relates to how the data that's being sent to the server is internally represented in memory. And the third bulletin we got from Microsoft is MS-14054. This fixes an elevation of privilege of vulnerability in the Windows Task Scheduler. Essentially, the way this would be exploited is that a user with no system privileges logs into the system, schedules a specific task, and then in executing that task, the privileges of the user are escalated. We had vulnerabilities like this also, for example, in the Unix cron daemon and the like, because typically these schedulers do run as system, and if they are not careful how they're running these tasks, then accidentally a normal user may be able to obtain full system privileges by taking over the privilege from the daemon that's running these tasks. And lastly, we have MS-14055, which does fix denial of service vulnerability in Microsoft's Link server. Now, I'm not sure if denial of service really characterizes the vulnerabilities well. There are three vulnerabilities that are being fixed here. One of the vulnerabilities is a cross-site scripting vulnerability, which is really more an information disclosure vulnerability. And then we do have two additional vulnerabilities, which are denial of service vulnerabilities. So thinking about priorities here, I would definitely rate the Internet Explorer bulletin the one that you want to patch first. The other bulletins, I think, now depending on what kind of systems you are running, the task scheduler privilege escalation one would be my number two patch for any client systems. And then, of course, for .NET servers, MS-14053, and for Linux servers, obviously, MS-14055. But of course, we also got patches from Adobe, and here we got a little surprise. Originally, Adobe was going to publish a patch for Adobe Reader and Acrobat, as well as for Flash. Well, the patch for Reader and Acrobat got delayed by a week, so we should see it on September 15th. Hopefully that won't be too late for you, because Adobe did assign this particular bulletin a priority rating of 1, which means they already have seen some of these exploits being used in the wild in targeted attacks. However, they state that some of the testing they did with this patch caused some problems, and last minute they decided to delay the release of this patch. But we still got a patch for Flash, so the Flash Player patch still got released and is something that you probably should apply pretty quickly. Of course, for Internet Explorer 10 and 11 users, as well as for Google Chrome, Flash is part of your browser, so you will receive the patch with the next browser update. And for those of you who are using the Enigmail plugin in order to use PGP with Mozilla's Thunderbird, time to patch, because if you did send encrypted emails with a BCC recipient, the email was probably not encrypted to the BCC recipient, so the email was sent in the clear over the wire. All other recipients should only have received an encrypted version of the email. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.